The Central Committee of the Alaska Republican Party voted to remove one of its members over the weekend, and several other party officials resigned, all so they can publicly support Joe Miller. Miller is trying again to unseat Republican U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski. He jumped into the U.S. Senate race last week as the Libertarian nominee. 6 years ago, the Miller-Murkowski race divided the party. But as APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, this time Republicans describe their differences as a friendly separation.
Shannon Connolly was vice president of the Valley Republican Women, and she was chair of the District 11 Republicans, which includes Palmer. Opposing abortion is big for her, and Connolly was never comfortable with Murkowski's moderate voting record on the issue. But Murkowski won the Republican nomination in August, and Connolly figured it was enough for her to just remain silent on the U.S. Senate race.
Then as Joe came into the race, I realized it wasn't enough. I had a candidate that I did believe in who is pro-life, which is a major thing for me. And I thought, I can't just sit back. This is my time. I have to stand for what I truly believe in.
Connolly knew Republican rules don't allow a party officer to support a candidate from another party, and Miller is running under the Libertarian banner this time.
I realized that I could not openly endorse him due to my positions.
As soon as Miller got in the race, I sent all the Central Committee a memo reminding them of the rule and suggesting the honorable thing to do is to resign if that's what you're going to focus upon.
State Party Chairman Tuckerman Babcock says the party can't just look the other way and let its own officers campaign against a Republican.
There are a lot of individuals in the Republican Party, and we respect that. But we do have a line. You cannot publicly support the non-Republican candidate. That's a line you can't cross.
Connolly did resign, as did four others on the 80-member Central Committee. Another, Dave Bronson of Anchorage, put it to a vote, and the Central Committee removed him. A Rules Committee member also resigned to support Miller. Babcock made it clear there'd be no hard feelings.
What I told them was, go with my blessing as the chairman, and if your local district re-elects you or reappoints you, then you'll be welcome back.
As for him, Babcock says he's with Murkowski.
I think that 72% of the Republican primary voters picked Lisa Murkowski, and I'm going to do everything I can to get her reelected to the U.S. Senate.
Connolly says she'll volunteer for Miller, but she says she'll also continue to support her local Republican candidates in the Mat-Su. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.